The gospel readings this week all come from the book of John, and they all come from chapter 6 in the book of John, which deals with the Eucharist. So this week, all our homilies at the 8:15 should be somehow attached to the Eucharist. I know I'll be giving the homily on Wednesday and Friday, and I'll certainly talk about the Eucharist. But for the moment, allow me to introduce chapter 6 in the Gospel of John. As you know, in John's Gospel, at the Last Supper, John does not have the institution of the Eucharist. John's Gospel does not tell us how at the Last Supper, Jesus took bread and he took wine and he went through a Eucharistic moment. John's Gospel tells us he washed the feet of his disciples. The other three Gospels and St. Paul later on will tell us about the institution of the Eucharist. And therefore, when we get to the theology of the Eucharist in the Gospel of John, it's found here in chapter 6, where he feeds the multitude and he says, this is a sign. Actually, as you know, we have talked many times, there are seven signs in the Gospel of John. This is the fourth of the seven signs, the feeding of the multitude. Now, later on in the week, I'll talk about who qualifies, and we got into a scandalous conversation in the life of the church about who is worthy to go to the Eucharist. I'll talk about that later. And also, I'd like to reflect on the meaning of a meal, the meaning of sharing food in the Semitic world of Jesus. Eugene Leverdier, that great scholar, has written a book, Meals in the Life of Jesus. And I'll have to go back and pull that book from my library. But he identifies 9 different meals, and all the meals have a teaching. So later on, we'll talk about, in the Semitic culture in which these gospels were shaped, the meaning of a meal, which is quite different than our experience of sharing a meal. In this reading today, Jesus speaks about the sign. He said, you're coming here because you are fed. There was a miracle and you were fed, but you missed the sign, because the feeding was a sign of the Eucharist. The feeding was a sign that you are given the bread of eternal life. You miss that. Sometimes we miss the signs. We miss the fact that the sign is pointing you to something far more important. And we get caught in the sign. And the sign is very unfulfilling, because it's meant to point us to something far more profound and far more important in our lives. The feeding of the multitude, interestingly, is the only miraculous event which appears in all four Gospels. It's once in chapter 9 in the Gospel of Luke, but in Matthew and in Mark, there are 2 feedings, one of 5,000 and one of 4,000. Interestingly, in Matthew and Mark, the feeding of the 5,000 is said to be the feeding of the people of Israel, of the Jewish people. The feeding of the 4,000 is the feeding of the Gentiles. And for those of you who have been to the Holy Land, the feeding of the multitude, the 5,000, happens near Tiberias. Place called Dalmanuta in Matthew's Gospel, Tagba, place called Tagba. The feeding of the 4,000 is across the Sea of Galilee in Gentile territory, in a place called Kursi. So these are 2 different feedings. But the fact that in these Gospels, in Matthew and Mark, the feeding of the Gentiles as well as the feeding of the Jewish people, the bread of life. We'll talk about that more as we go, but I just want to make sure that I'm introducing for our reflection in the very brief time we have the significance of the feeding of the multitude, the significance of the sign in the Gospel of John. And as we go through the week on Wednesday and Friday, I'll talk more about what that means to us in the present day. I know what it meant back in the time of Jesus. We'll look at that. But what does it mean to us today? And what does it mean not just to us who are faithfully Eucharistic? What does it mean to people who show up at Christmas and Easter? What does it mean to people that we have scandalously presumed to exclude? We'll talk about that as we go through the week. For the moment, I want to settle for, in these few moments of reflection, the great significance of chapter 6 in the Gospel of John. And since Eucharist is so central to our worship and to our identity in the Catholic tradition, it has become somewhat controversial. We'll talk about that later. For the moment, cherish the sign which calls us to accept the bread of life and binds us into a community of faith of believers in the Eucharist. How the meal makes us one. Amen.